welcome to season 2, episode 3 of Brawl Stars with Zoss and Ben.
I'm Zoss.
And I'm Ben. And today we're going to be giving you our opinion about the update. Like, how, if we think it's good for the game, if we like it personally, all that stuff.
And I would just like to apologize that we haven't uploaded in like 2 weeks. There was Father's Day and we just
have lives.
We don't have brains. And you played Fortnite, so that was,
what does that have to do with it?
Disappointing, because it's drawn him slightly away from Brawl Stars. So it's a little sad, right?
I mean, none of my friends like Brawl Stars and my friends like Fortnite, so which game am I gonna choose? Of course I'm gonna play the game more that I can play with my friends, right guys? Anyways, I still like Brawl Stars, don't worry. Yeah, we'll give our update opinions.
And also, you may have noticed that my voice sounds kind of crackly sometimes. And in real life, my voice doesn't sound super crappy like it sounds like on our podcast. It's just...
No, you always talk LOL.
Yeah, sometimes I talk really weird. But I'm going to try to talk like a normal human being forever now. So
forever.
This is my voice that's kind of feeling weird in my mouth, but... Maybe it sounds better. Maybe recording's just making it sound bad. I don't know. Because I haven't listened to this episode yet.
All right, I just got to pull up the balance changes real quick so we can go over those first. And while you guys are waiting for that, I'd like you to just take a moment and think about life.
And think about...
Right?
If you have buzz yet, because
I can just tell you, I can tell you some things. I am going to buy a PC, next year after all the prices go down, because they're super high right now. If any of you know anything about PCs, cool. All right, we got the, oh no, these are suggested balance changes. I'm so sorry, guys. It's taking forever.
I'm just going to say something, too. He's kind of gotten obsessed with graphics cards, and I've had to hear about them when I'm trying to fall asleep.
I'm not obsessed with graphics cards.
It is a little disappointing.
I barely know anything about graphics cards at all.
You, whatever. Obsessed with PC pieces.
Oh my god, where are the balance changes?
Here. Let's pause.
Oh, wait. I think I got it.
Did you find them?
Maybe. Maybe I did. Maybe. Yes. There we go. So, now we're going to go for the balance changes and what we think of them. Competitively and for fun. So, first up, we got 8-bit. So, his super, it's the damage boost, it's gone from 50% to 35%. Yeah.
It'll be,
I think it's a decent change, fight. Like,
yeah.
It just mostly affects, it only, because you're not really inside of 8-bit's turret that much, it's a really small range. Mm-hmm. I think this, like, won't really impact competitive much, but it will definitely impact, like, boss fight and stuff. It'll just be a little bit more annoying to take down the boss. Except also, his first star power boosted booster, the one where it makes his turret's range really large,
It
makes it back to 50%. So if you want to deal, yeah, I guess boss fight will be the same because
booster.
And nobody uses boosted booster in competitive, so I don't think this affects competitive at all. And just like playing for fun, I think it's slight nerf to the funness of 8-bit, but not much.
Yeah.
And then next up we got Belle. So her main attack bounces are now limited for up to 3 bounces. I don't think that impacts competitive, but that is a great change for mm-hmm. just casual players, because it was so annoying when your dumb teammate
just chasing you
while
being electrocuted.
Yeah, and there now is a buff to Belle too. Now the bounces, they charge her super, and each bounce charges like half of a main attack.
Oh, since I don't have Belle, I thought they did charge her super. I really need to do my research.
And that change, yeah, she definitely didn't need that. She's still like a top 5 brawler, and her super length, like her range of her super, was increased by 6.7%. So I think this is overall a bad change for competitive and a decent change for casual players because, like, I mean, Belle's only really good in competitive. She's not the best for casual players, so.
Yeah, she doesn't shoot very fast, and, like, usually casual players aren't, like, bush campers. They just kind of run in, and they're like, pow, yay. Yeah. Oh, I died. Whatever.
And here is, it might be my favorite change if the balance changes. It's to Bow. I do wish he got a buff, though. So his super totem gadget now gradually loses health over time after getting placed. So this is like a Clash Royale building, if you know what those are. They just go down in health. So it goes down like 50 health every second. Great change. You can no longer farm supers, and it's just enough to get one super. And it no longer, like, charges your super less over time, which was a confusing addition, and I didn't really notice it. I do think they can actually buff Bow now, because, yeah, he kind of sucks. Like, he just doesn't have a place anywhere anymore. Like, it used to be knockout, but they nerfed his totem, so.
He also, but the thing is, he is still amazing for casual, just because he's so easy to play. Just like, oh, I have decent health.
Yeah, he's just like a really average baller.
Yeah, that's the good part about him, and that won't really change much until they randomly buff him 3,000 health or something.
I really like Tripwire when it was good. I think they just need to rework Tripwire into like a decent gadget, and Bow will be fine.
Or just change Tripwire to a new one.
Yeah, so that is great for competitive and casual, that change. And then next up we got Colette, so her gadget has been reworked, so it now adds an additional 1,000 damage on top of her basic attack damage, instead of dealing damage based on an opponent's max health. So, like, no matter how much health a person has, you're getting value. And I think this really helps her out against this, like, the less health brawlers now, because I think she can 3-shot them or 2-shot them. Like, for example, Tick, I think if she hits him with a main attack. Here, let me check that statistics right now. So Tick has 3,080 health. And if we multiply that by 0.37, we get 1,130. No, I did that wrong. So 3,080 multiplied by
38%?
63%. So 0.63. Whoa. So if we do that, so that's 1940.4. And then what is 63% of that? Sorry if you just heard some noise. My dad just came home. So yeah, she can now 2-shot Tick, Colette.
That is insanely good. And also kind of sad for Tick.
Yeah, but I think this does make her worse against tanks. So yay. But she still is great because her super can still destroy them. So I think this is just a huge buff to Colette, both on the competitive and casual side of things. And I think it's a decent balance change, though I feel like she was really underrated.
Well, usually,
I feel like everyone sleeps on her.
When you're playing casual, you wouldn't use the gadget as much. Like, sometimes if I'm just, like, casually playing as Colette,
cause I'm use it not constantly.
The thing is, yeah, I just never use it in the right spot, so it always never think will to have use value. It. Because normally, let's say you hit a Frank, you could deal 4,000 damage instead of 3,000. So either way, it has more value instead in case you just hit someone with max health.
I would like someone to do a video on that to see, like, what the best combo is for every brawler to take them down the fastest as Colette. Oh. I mean, honestly, we could do that, but that would take forever. So, no. Sorry. next up, we got Nani. So, her super damage decreased from 2,000 to 1,800. I think that's at max level 2,800 to 2,600. I'm not sure. Then autofocus damage boost is decreased from 2,500 to 1,600. So this is like also to nerf the Bow Nani strat, but it's dead anyways. And then the supercharge rate, though, from the main attack is increased by 33%. So if you hit two attacks with Nani, like the full attack, it'll charge your super. So I think this will definitely change how you play Nani. I think you're definitely going to be, you're not going to be camping in a totem anymore, but I think you're not going to want to be as up and close and personal as before. I think the strat is going to be like get your super, then hit someone with it, then just like try and quickly cycle another super and just basically just do that. So I think it's just like they basically made it easier to get her super, but it does less damage.
Yeah. So I guess it's not horrible. And it will be helpful when Nanny, like, someone jumps on top of her. She can't, like, two or three shot them, so she hits them with three attacks, and then, oh, look, my super's charged. Kapow.
And there's also a change to Bull, El Primo, Frank, and Jackie. They now have a trait, so when they get hit, they charge their super. It kind of made El Primo from the worst brawler in the game to the best, so, I mean, there you go. Awful for competitive. Really great for casual, because tanks are really fun. Yeah. It's not the best for casual, but it's, like, it's a good change for casual, because, I mean, there hasn't been a tank meta in a while. Ah, no, there was one when Poco was good, but it wasn't... The tanks weren't good, it was Poco who was good. So,
yeah.
Now the tanks are actually good, and you can play them without Poco. Now some buffs. Oh yeah, all the stuff I just said were just reworks and stuff. Mm-hmm. So not buffs. So Byron, the healing reduction from Malaise, his first star power, is increased from... Sorry if you just heard her sister.
Libby, for some reason,
can't hear us. So the healing reduction is increased from 50% to 75%. So if there's a Poco on the enemy team, this will be extremely strong. Now, Gale got a buff. You like this.
Yes.
Freezing Snow, its slow effect is increased from 0.3 seconds to 0.5 seconds. That and I think Gale is very underrated right now. Because the thing about tanks getting their super all the time is they're always going to be on top of you. And oh, what does Gale super do? Oh, it pushes them away.
What?
And he also got this buff, so they can't even get close to him without their super in the first place. So I think Gale is a top 10 brawler, but everyone just doesn't remember him.
Are all tanks assassins, like, other than, like,
Pain? No, they're heavyweights.
No, I mean, like, assassins. Like, basically assassins, like, the thing that assassins are.
Oh, like get your stuff. Super and...
Yes.
Oh, not Frank. Not Jackie.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, not Rosa.
That's true. No, Jackie is get people close to you.
Then Jean would be an assassin. Alright, next up we got Penny. Kind of just a change that doesn't affect anything. So her main attack damage is increased from 900 to 940. This is her first balance change in, I think, 2 years, so I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, maybe they probably just did that to, like, be like, oh, Penny's so boring and not different.
And also her damage kind of sucked, so they should have definitely buffed it more than this, but...
Yeah, maybe to, like, 1,020 or something.
No, not that much, like 980. It's a decent buff.
Yeah.
And next up, a balance change that literally did nothing. Shelly, so her Clay Pigeon's projectile speed increased by 20%. Literally did nothing.
The thing is, sometimes it's really annoying when it misses.
I guess it does kind of make it easier to miss, but, yeah. I mean, hit.
Yeah. Well, also miss, because if you're, like, predicting where they're going, it's like,
okay. I think it's all better, though.
Yeah.
And then this is a change to Lou, I think, is also slept on. Hypothermia. Its reduction effect is increased from 50% to 75%. So it takes, like, 5 seconds or something for Piper to reload an ammo when she's got, like, a almost full freeze bar. So, yeah, it's kind of AP.
I'm going to say the nerfs now because you just said literally everything else. So since Carl had it really quick projectile speed, they are decreasing it.
Slightly.
Ever so slightly.
I honestly didn't notice a difference.
Yeah, it won't do anything, really.
Yeah. Do you want to keep going?
Oh, yeah. I forgot, because I thought I remembered you doing the other ones. So Jackie has her Hardy Hard Hat damage reduction decreased from 15% to 10%. That is going to be a little bit helpful, because...
I think that's a good change for competitive. Yes. And also casual, because it was so annoying how, like, Jackie is just so tanky. I think, it's just a good change all around. Oh, and this next one. Oh, this is insane.
Yes, very needed, though. Buffs Mortis.
Sort of. Yes, it does. But it's 4-tick. It's indirectly Buffs Mortis, even though he sucks right now because tanks are meta and he sucks against tanks. So, Last Hurrah, its shield percentage is decreased from 100% to 50%, which is great. I said that they need to reduce everything in the gadget by half, and I reduced one of the things, and it's enough, so.
Yeah, that's all right.
And then Stu, so his super no longer knocks people back. I think this is a
brawl ball nerf to him.
A slightly bad change to casual and a good change for competitive.
Yes, because in competitive, you could pass.
Or maybe it's the other way around. I don't know.
No, competitive because competitive, you could pass it to a person guarding the net, knock them away. Oh, no. It was defensive. Never mind. So they would have the ball. You'd knock it out of their hands. You'd take it, and you'd shoot it away.
Yeah. And then the final nerfs are to Max. So her supercharged star power charging race decreased by 50%.
And her main attack damage decreased from 320 to 300 per hit.
So at max level, she now deals 420 damage. Can I get a clap? Noise. Here to any of you who know. Also, we have like a bunch of people from the podcast in our club. Shout out to you guys.
Yes, thanks for joining.
I think Meaty Burger 22, I'm sorry, actually hit 10,000 trophies like yesterday or something.
Oh, that's smooth. Didn't notice that.
So good for him. And for Max is like good for competitive whatever. Supercharged, I feel like they could have nerfed a little less, but it's overall a good change. And then main attack damage, I just think it's neutral. And supercharged and casual, it didn't really matter because nobody really cared about it.
There's added support for skin variations in the Brawler menu. No clue what that means.
So when you've got like Mecha Bow or Mecha Crow, mm-hmm. instead of like clicking the arrow to go through the skins, you go like to the one version, and then at the bottom of the screen, it's got like blue, yellow, like orange. Like you choose what color it is
instead of having like Mecha Crow and having switched
gold
to
Mecha Crow. It's just all in the same thing.
Yes, that makes sense then.
Yeah, and next up we have Brawler. We won't go over gadgets. We're going to do that next episode. We're going to go over the gadgets.
Just at the start, and then we'll do something
different. Yeah. I think we will go over the Brawlers, and we will not talk about Map Maker, because that is not matter. There's a lot of new skins also. So first up, one of my new favorite Brawlers, even though I don't have him, is Buzz. So he's a lifeguard, he's a dinosaur, he's cool. And his main attack, you guys probably know what he is. I think that chaining his supers is very deadly. Because mm-hmm. they stun people for like half a second or something when you're right next to them. And yeah, I think he looks insanely fun. I really want him. And I'm like 15 tiers away from him. I don't know.
I'm just going to have a comment on Buzz. I was playing as Nanny in Brawl Ball. There was a Buzz on the other team. And it was just, we somehow beat them. But I could just tell like how much we struggled to stay alive. Like we had to like be really good to stay alive. I kind of carried everyone.
And also not to brag. The only way like to counter a Buzz supering on you is to like kill him before he gets to you.
Our strat was kill him, then somehow get it up to the net in time before he stunned us while we were trying to score.
And so I think obviously bad for competitive, even though in competitive they have bans, so you can just ban him if you want. And in casual, it's a great change because, overpowered Brawler, that's really fun. Awesome. Unless it's a high rarity. And, I mean, Brawl Pass Brawlers are kind of the easiest to get other than, like, rare and super rare.
What do you mean
so
just bans? Like, are you talking about Power League?
When you're doing, no, just, like, if you're, like, playing in competitive in, like, the World Cup or something, each team gets, like, to ban two Brawlers
When you were saying competitive earlier, I thought you meant just, like, pros just playing normally, like, getting trophies and stuff.
No, definitely not. I mean, like, actual, like, make money from winning and whatever. And then we also have Griff, who's going to be in a challenge that you can win him in, and then he's also epic if you want to get him from boxes. And yeah, he does a bunch of damage up close. Who does he remind me of?
Gale.
He's sort of like
you said Gale last time.
I did. Who is it? I don't know, but he shoots at like three waves of coins. They each deal 300 damage, and there's three in each wave, so in total he does the same amount of damage as Nanny. He's great for area control. Yeah, I'm sure you guys know what it is. If you don't know, I'm sure you'd rather watch a YouTube video about him than have me describe him to you. And I think that he's gonna be pretty good in heists. I do not know how fast his reload speed is though. And obviously, new Brawlers are usually awful for competitive, but they can ban them. But, I mean, I don't know. And for casual players, I think it's a good change because overpowered, fun. And by the way, you know what? You want to know the reason why new Brawlers are overpowered? Okay, I'll let you in on a little secret, okay?
What? I want to hear too.
So this is so people, they're like, it's a new Brawler, cool. But then they find out, oh, it's the best brawl in the game. Well, I better spend money and buy it. It's a marketing thing.
That is true. I just realized that.
Yeah.
Sister, please leave.
Yeah, sister's here. She's addicted to screens. Do not say anything. You know it's true. And tomorrow we will go over... Not tomorrow. Yeah, it is tomorrow. We will go over the new gadgets. We'll put them in a tier list, rank them, all that jazz. See you guys on the flip side.
Bye.
That sounded really cringy.